And Richo, you would have had to swallow a couple of those to get yourself ready for redrafting the 2000 National Draft. In order, the top 10 were Nick Riewoldt, Justin Kazitsky, Alan Didak in 3, Luke Livingston in 4 to the Blues. He played 46 games. McDougall in 5, played 38 games with West Coast Eagles, 5 with Western Bulldogs. Dylan Smith came in next in pick number 6, at pick number 6, 20 games for the Kangaroos. Lawrence Engwin went to Adelaide. Daniel Motlop, he played for the Kangaroos and finished up with Port Adelaide at 8. Kane Pettifer with the Tigers at 9. And then Jordan McMahon to round it out. He played for the Tigers and had a long career. And the Dogs, of course. Thank you, Scragger. And can I just go through the 50s? In number 50 was Dominic Cassisi. Then, of course, there was Eamon Buchanan at 52, Hayden Skipworth at 53, Chris Newman, captain of the Tigers at 55, playing 268 games, Daniel Cross, an All-Australian, and 249 games for the Western Bulldogs and the Demons, Nathan Loney with 105 games for the Hawks. They had a pretty good 50s in those days, Richo, but your challenge was to redraft it and come up with a new top 10.
Yeah, Jared, always a tough ask, isn't it, going back and doing these sort of things? But I've gone at number one. I don't think you can argue that Nick Riewoldt would be the number one pick in that draft. I mean, there's a lot of good players in it, but I think Nick stays at number one. Number two, Sean Burgoyne, 378 games, All-Australian, 4 premierships. Number three, Daniel Kerr.
Can I just ask you, did you consider Burgoyne at number one at all?
For a millisecond, okay. But I think Nick is an automatic Hall of Famer as soon as he becomes eligible, and he's best and fairest, and I think he was, you know, 6th best and fairest at St Kilda. But yeah, Burgoyne was as close as anyone, obviously, to Nick. Number three, Daniel Kerr, West Coast Eagles. Mm-hmm. Number four, I left Alan Didak. He dropped from 3 to 4. Didak, 2 All-Australians, best and fairest, Copeland Trophy winner. Number five, Drew Petrie. I just think 332 games, All-Australian player, key position, could play anywhere, ruck, could go back, forward, kick big bags of goals. Number six, a very underrated player in my opinion, but another All-Australian, another 300-gamer, Scotty Thompson. Number seven is the only rookie. So this guy wasn't even taken in the national draft. Number seven, 2 premierships, 1 at Sydney, 1 at Collingwood. Ruckman are hard to find, Darren Jolly, number seven. Number eight, a guy that ended up going from Essendon to Sydney and became an All-Australian defender, 250 games, Teddy Richards. Number nine, 2 All-Australians, Hall of Fame at Port Adelaide, 4 best and fairest, Kane Corns. And this was a tough one. This is the one I struggled at. Number 10.
Before you go, I'll give you a couple that you haven't mentioned. Okay. An old teammate of yours, Mark Coughlin.
Very good.
Dom Cassisi. They're all good players, Richo. You don't have to square up with them. Daniel Pratt.
All right.
Sav Rocker. Justin Kazitsky. Guy Richards. I don't think you've mentioned Chris Newman. Daniel Cross, you haven't mentioned. Gee, this is a big call. Josh Hunt. This is a large call, this one, Richo. Mike Sheen has 15 blokes at 51, and I assume you've got a lot of blokes at 11. But give us your number 10.
Now, I just want to put an asterisk on Sav Rocker because he was redrafted to North Melbourne. So I've gone with the guys that were drafted as 18-year-olds, okay?
Yep.
Number 10, all of those names that you just mentioned. But in the end, I've gone with Chris Newman, 270 games, captained the Richmond Footy Club for 4 years. And I guess I saw him up close. So I've gone with Newey at pick number 10.
Well, it's a pretty good top 10, Richo. I don't think, I mean, you can challenge, but if you're going to put one out, you have to, sorry, put one in.
I had a similar top 10.
Well, give us yours, Scoop, from the bottom.
From one?
Mm.
Riewoldt, Burgoyne, Kerr, Corns, Petrie, Didak, Thompson, Newman, Cross, Richards.
Who do you feel most guilty about leaving out, Richo?
Probably the last name you mentioned there, just because he was such a hard worker in Daniel Cross and got the best out of himself. Look, Justin Kazitsky was number two in that draft, and, you know, he had some really good years from St Kilda, but I think injuries got him in the end. But I you know who I feel the most guilty of?
I know who it is. Your mate, Kane Pettifer. There's no doubt.
I've had to leave a guy that was in my wedding party out. I was in his wedding party.
In the P train, Kane Pettifer, he's not going to talk to me for a few days.
Richo, not only does he listen to this show, but as he told his Instagram followers today, ran the 10 today, Jared,
yep.
And ran 16:55 and was very, very happy with it, Richo.
Well, that would have been a good time when he played it. Which he never ran it that quick when he played it, Richo, and I'll give you the tip.
Daniel Pratt's another name, I see. Taking at number 42 now, a valued assistant coach over in the West. There are some great stories. There's some disappointing stories, and everybody has their own. But it's just probably just once again reiterates that getting selected is just the start of the challenge.